This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Even as new infections slipped to the lowest levels in 3 months, India crossed the 10 million mark Saturday of total infections since the COVID coronavirus pandemic began. It's second behind the United States mark of 17 million cases of COVID-19. That's all according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. India's falling infection rate, down from its record of about 100,000 new cases daily to the current 25,000 new cases reported on Saturday, give health experts some reason to hope. The Johns Hopkins tally say India has suffered more than 145,000 deaths due to COVID-19. Some of the world's biggest vaccine makers are located in India, and there are 5 vaccines in clinical trials, 2 vaccines by Oxford University and AstraZeneca, and India's Bharat Biotech are nearing authorization for emergency use. The South Asian nation, with a population of 1.3 billion people, hopes to vaccinate 250 million people by July. Canada is approaching 500,000 cases, an increase of 25% since 2 weeks ago, when the North American country surpassed 400,000 cases of coronavirus. Canada is to receive 500,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in January. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made that comment and said about 168,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine should arrive soon. It is expected to receive emergency use approval by Canadian health officials. And with the onset of Christmas next Friday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, reassured kids during a coronavirus town hall for families Saturday that he had vaccinated Santa Claus himself. He said he knew children would be worried. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News. UNICEF has struck a rare agreement with the Taliban in war-ravaged Afghanistan to establish thousands of informal schools in areas controlled by the Islamist insurgent group. The program will reach up to 140,000 Afghan boys and girls, where an estimated 3.7 million children are out of school. A UNICEF official said that currently there are 680 such informal classes already taking place across those provinces. She said the agreement will scale those up to 4,000. U.S. President Donald Trump has tweeted his first comments about a widespread data breach across the United States government. In a pair of tweets, President Trump suggested, without evidence, that China, not Russia, may be responsible for the attack. The government cybersecurity agency has warned that the intrusions pose a grave risk to government and private networks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia was pretty clearly behind the cyber attack. It's not clear exactly what the hackers were seeking. Experts say it could include nuclear secrets, blueprints for advanced weaponry, COVID-19 vaccine research, or information for dossiers on government and industry leaders. The Pentagon is proposing to end an agreement in which a single military officer leads 2 of the nation's main cybersecurity organizations. It's a move that a leading Democrat said Saturday makes him profoundly concerned amid a large-scale hacking campaign on U.S. government computer systems. Representative Adam Smith, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, said in a letter to Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller that he objects to the way the Pentagon is going about splitting off U.S. Cyber Command from the National Security Agency. Both organizations are currently headed by Army General Paul Nakasone. The arrangement is known as dual hatting. British and EU negotiators have dug in their heels, and each is demanding more concessions from the other as post-Brexit trade talks dragged into Sunday. The talks are deadlocked on fishing rights. Sources from both sides said that unless the other backed down on access to UK waters, Britain would leave the single market at midnight on December 31st without a deal on cross-channel commerce. A European Union diplomat told the French news agency that Brussels had made Britain its last offer on fishing, and it was down now to the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, to decide whether he wants a deal. The tough talk came as both sides are engaged in intense negotiations to secure a pact before the end of the month. You can follow this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download and follow on your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.